Welcome to the Sensitive Souls Podcast, a communal space where the neurodivergent, the sensitive spirit, and the creative can come together and feel safe, seen, and heard. Whether you are spiritual, into personal development, or just need a friend to talk to, you're in the right space. Grab a cup of tea, a cozy blanket, and let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to the Sensitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Jess Palmer, a they-she fairy humanoid who has the COVIDs right now and doing their best to navigate being a sickling in a world that just keeps going, right? It just keeps turning, and we have to keep turning with it, right? And I'm bringing it back old school. Alright, it's just me and my phone, chilling, talking. Like I said, I got the COVIDs. I don't have the time or the energy to take out my laptop and my microphone, but I felt called to connect with you all. Obviously, I'm in isolation, so I'm feeling a type of way. And I apologize for any stuffiness or S's or uncomfortable sounds you may hear. I'm uncomfortable as well. and that's life, right? We can't always be where we want to be. We can't always be comfortable. But I don't know about you, if you've had COVID or if you, have been chronically ill or have spent a good amount of time alone, maybe resting or in bed or just too much time on your hands to yourself, you can start to kind of go crazy, right? You start to go within a little too much, and maybe you start to question your entire existence, everything you've ever believed in, and what is it you believe in now, ultimately? And that's kind of where I'm at. I've been there, and it's funny because I feel like it's transpired. I hope that's the word I'm looking for. It's come down the pipeline in this podcast as well. You can hear it in episodes where I'm feeling more on edge or triggered or activated, or where I'm feeling more at ease and just kind of okay with where life's at. And it's been very touch and go like that. Very hot and cold. As you can tell, I literally dropped two episodes titled The Harm of Hustle Culture. And it's funny because the first one I recorded in February, when I went to upload it, it said it didn't upload and that I lost all of that, recording or whatever. And so I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks. Well, maybe I just wasn't meant to release that one. And in that one in particular, I am kind of amped, So maybe for the betterment, I thought that it, at least I thought at the time, it didn't get released. And so then it was, maybe a week or so later, I recorded the next round of The Harm of Hustle Culture. And that one, I'm much more chill. I'm less activated, more grounded. And I really was like, yeah, I'm really glad that this happened. And then I sometimes like to listen to my own podcast, as weird as that may sound. I find my voice comforting when I'm panicking, when I'm calm, you know what I mean? Because I feel, and I've been told, I have a very calming presence, and I know that I do at the core of who I am, but when I'm, overstimulated or, just feeling it, I tend to forget that nature of myself, and sometimes it's like listening to a meditation. I don't know. I hope that may come off kind of like big ego, and if it does, then it does. But anyway, I just was like, I'm going to listen to a podcast of my own. And I go and I see both of them listed for both of those dates. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing. But, the beauty of life and what I've really implemented is perfectionism is a myth. I'm still a human behind this podcast. You know what I mean? And I'm going to make mistakes. And perhaps it gave you two different perspectives. Maybe it even showed me two different perspectives that I had, obviously. So I hope that whatever resonated, I hope that it did. And whatever didn't, Yeah, thanks for chilling and being a real one. I've been, like I said, a little all over the place. You can tell just how I've been in life lately. And that's okay. You can't always have it together all the time. But it's in these moments, at least me personally, when life just feels like it's like one thing after another. I'm like, who am I? What can I hold on to? Like usually it would be like yoga and I'm physically limited to that with my back and stuff. Or spirituality, but I haven't been feeling very spiritually connected or inspired. Or creativity, it's like all the things that usually fill me up or inspire me just kind of don't right now. And I know this time of year could be tough for a lot of people too, as we're kind of weaning out of winter and into spring. Like transition times can be harder sometimes than like the actual thing itself, like winter itself. I don't know if that makes sense. Like a lot of people fall into winter can be really depressing because the cold is coming. You would think that from winter to spring, it would be exciting because like the world's coming back, and it is, but there's also this underlining wave of sadness too, of maybe what the winter displayed to you, or maybe any events that were particularly hard that happened in that time. All the shadow work that really does go into the winter time. And I say this, like the winter brings the worst out of us, I think, especially in New England, or where it's harsher, I should say. I shouldn't just say New England. We've had a pretty mild winter this year. But when you have to brace the cold and the snow and the ice, like it does add a deeper layer of a chip on your shoulder, I do believe, for sure. But I don't know. I think there's also the fear of the liveliness of spring and summer, right? And like the expectation to socialize and perform and be active. And then there's the grief of those who are disabled and maybe physically can't. I don't know. Like it's a turning wheel. Emotions and life and experiences. It's all a turning wheel. And I just want to be able to turn my wheel in a way that's hopeful and not in a way that is heavy, and more somber. I want to feel more hopeful for the future, and I felt that way definitely at the beginning of the year, but yeah, 2023 has definitely been off to a rocky start, but not without its own victories as well, like entering partnership and, moving up in the ranks of work, so to speak. Like there have been positive things in my life that I want to hold space for and express gratitude for. I just feel and now understand more that physical pain and chronic illness really can overshadow even the most beautiful things in your life. And that sucks. And I want to enjoy this year. I want to enjoy the beautiful weather to come. I want to be hopeful for the healing and rebirth that it brings. And I want to feel connected to myself again. And I know many of us can relate to this because, again, winter really is a time where we're like hibernating, like the bears. I love bears. Like brown bears are just the shit, man. Like they're just so cute. Maybe not like the ones I'll rip your head off, but like the big brown bears with big brown eyes and so cute and cuddly. Ugh. I love a brown bear. I'm getting like chills. I don't know why. I just love brown bears. Oh no. Oh no. Imagine brown bears becomes a new autism special interest. Oh no. I make a whole Instagram just on bears. Just all the pictures of brown bears. Oh no. I'm getting so happy thinking about that though. Oh. I don't know, fam. Life feels so weird lately. It just doesn't feel real. It feels like a simulation sometimes. And kind of, or really, why I wanted to come on here and what inspired this was this notion of like losing ourselves and forgetting pieces of who we are, and sometimes letting those pieces of us die in order to welcome in new ones, or maybe we reconnect with old ones, you know. But social media is weird, especially being the generation having been raised with the internet. We really do have way too much proof of our past lives. And I don't know, like, I look at photos of my old self on different Instagrams or reels or videos, and in particular, lately, I've been looking at reels and videos from, like, 2020. And during this time, I was, like many other people on the interwebs at that time, were making money doing online services and offering support to other folks who were at home as well. You know, I have my own feelings about the ethics around that, about like online coaching and wellness coaching and all those things. And I really fell into that dichotomy, and I don't know. It's like, I even still feel hairy like getting into this sometimes, because there's so much that goes into it, and I really need to have like Caroline on the podcast or something to talk about this with. Caroline's my internet and in real life BFF, who also was a part of that space for a time as well during 2020. And so obviously with that came a larger online presence that I had to have. So lives, reels, posts, stories, like, but like, what else did I have to friggin' do at that time? You know what I mean? Like, what else did we have to do? We were just chilling on our phones anyway, so it was fun to be able to kind of document our day-to-day lives at home and connect with one another and foster community. Like, I don't want to be just talking shit. Like, 2020 was incredible in the way that I was able to make online friends, not feel alone during such a terribly horrifying time. All those things. And the money that I made was nice too. Like, it was abundant in many ways, more than one, although it was filled with a lot of fear and struggle and questionable ethics. You know, like, I'm just gonna tell you how it is. I always do. And this is me getting off on a tangent yet again. Anyway, ADHD, tangent, ramble, whatever you want to call it. Kind of just going back to what I was saying. During this time, I had to be heavily kind of plugged into social media. And I also had a lot of undiagnosed things coming about, some misdiagnosed things, some misplaced hyperfixations. Like, it just was a messy mental health year for Palms, as it was for all of us. But it's so crazy to me. Like, I thought I had my shit together at that time. Like, if you would have asked me then, like, Palmer, like, do you consider yourself, like, self-aware and to be mindfully present and aware of your self-care needs, I would have been like, absolutely, yeah, I'm the queen of that. Absolutely, I could educate anybody. Like, it was all ego. It was all ego. I watched these videos and the advice I would give, and I'm like, from what place, bitch, were you doing those things? Maybe on like a surface level I was, but I wasn't like consistently embodying those practices whatsoever. And yet here I was telling all these people following me to do those things, you know? And it's like, I wasn't very present whatsoever during that time. You know, like, I was very much in my mind. You can see it in the way that I communicate, the pace of my words, just everything, my eye contact, like the personality and energy that I was putting behind everything I was doing was just another tailored mask that I'd created based off of the people I was following and the things I was being told what to do and say. And, you know, like, the spiritual part of who I am the very thing about me that allowed me to begin my healing journey, my spiritual self, is the thing I feel very disconnected to right now and have been for a while. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact is that I made it a part of this mask that I had to wear for so long. And now I feel like, and I said this before, previous episodes, where I feel like I'm peeling back the layers of who I am going into my 30th year. And I know I'm a spiritually embodied person, that's for sure. But what does it all mean to me? Like, who really am I? What is I, you know? And I know that's very, like, existential. I always say that, like, so wrong. But I know that's very out there of me to be thinking and to be allowing my train of thought to travel. But that's just kind of who I am. Like, I'm an Aquarius moon, you know? I really like to think way, way, way out. Like Drake would say, way, way, way out. but for real, like I do enjoy thinking quite outside of myself, but I think sometimes that can also cause questions of like identity and who am I? And I do feel like that's something I've always kind of struggled with my whole life. And that's okay, because, you know, even if I'm not fully connected to the things that once really inspired me before, that doesn't mean that they're gone forever. It just means I'm kind of going through it, and that's okay. And I think if you've been questioning, like, who you are, or have been questioning, you know, do I still enjoy these things, or do I still believe in this, and what are my opinions about X, Y, and Z? You know, how do I identify sexually, or, you know, what have you? Like, allow yourself to question. Like, it's okay. And if you, like me, are a millennial or were someone who grew up on the internet and unfortunately has documented proof of the different phases of your life, it's not like you're mentally ill or have a personality disorder. It just means that you shared your life on the internet and gave yourself permission to be a human, to figure it out and to have these phases and to try different things out. Because that's the fun part of life, right? Like, figuring out who we are, especially from, you know, teenage years to like your 20s. Like, those are like such formative years when it comes to really coming into your own. And I think, unfortunately, being on the internet and oversharing and all that goodness, it just gives a front row seat to people, for people to see into your life. And that's okay. But it also gives you a helpful tool to reflect on how far you've come, what you do or don't believe in anymore, and maybe like a good chuckle or two. Like, I definitely look at some things and I'm like, wow, it's so cringe. Like, that's hella cringe. Like, I can't even look at myself right now. I'm like, good Lord, what was I thinking? Like, what was I thinking? But it's also like the time. Like, I was watching Laguna Beach in the Hills last week. Ugh, I just like love reality TV, especially like early 2000s reality TV. And the hairstyles, like the clothes, like the body types, like everything, how it was portrayed. Like, I remember as a kid thinking that was in. Like, that was so, like, they were so cool. Like, you wanted to be those people. And I'm like, what, almost, I'm gonna be 30. And I'm looking at these outfits, I'm looking at these people, and I'm like, I would never in my whole life ever wear those things, ever do the things that these people would do. And I don't know, it's just so crazy to me, like, how things truly do change. And, like, you gotta give yourself permission to change, too. And give yourself permission to adapt with the environments that you're in, and be able to try out new things, and know that it's okay to always be kind of constantly questioning yourself. Like, that's life, you know? So if you've been kind of going through it too, and you've been in a place of contemplation and reflection, like, just know you're not alone. I hope you don't have COVID like I do. And I hope that you're finding some peace in your day or in your night whenever you're tuning in. And I appreciate you sharing space with me Sending you guys all the love in the world. Palms out.